The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph brings down the din of the Mishnah that if a person is mezamen the birds b'saych hakein, so you prepare some birds inside the cane, and then umatza lifnei hakein, and then you find the birds that are outside the cane. The ones inside are no longer there, and you find the birds outside. So we have a suffix: are these the birds you are making and they went out, or did those birds leave and these are new birds that came from elsewhere in the world? The din is that they're aser. We assume these are new birds, and therefore they're going to be aser because of muktza. So the Gemara says, that this din could be explained based on the din of Reb Chanina that Rav Karev Halach Acha HaRav. That if you have a clash between Rav and Karev, you go Basa Rav. So you have a question: did it come from inside the cane, which is Karev, or did it come from anywhere in the world, which is Rav? Rav beats out Karev. That would be a plausible pshat in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara is Madcha, maybe it's not a Raya, but Al Kapanim, that is one way to learn the Mishnah. So we see from this din of Reb Chanina, Rav Karev Halach Acha Rav, Rav beats out Karev, but everyone is maskim that there is a beer in the Torah called Karev. Karev is a valid way of being machriya safik, based on the proximity of where it came from. That's a beer, just like Rav is a mevar, Karev is a mevar. And based upon this, the Achanim ask a very fascinating question. We know that the Gemara in Chula and Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis is trying to figure out what is the mucker of Rav. How do we know that you go basa Rav b'chol Torah Kula? And the Gemara says we learn it out from Maka Aviv. The Torah says that if a person hits his father, he's Chayim Misa. So in fact, the Gemara Kasha, V'dom Alav Avavu, how could you ever kill someone for hitting their father? Maybe it's not his father. Maybe his mother was Mizana with somebody else, and this person who he thinks is his father is really not his father. There's no way to know. The only way we could, if we kill him, assuming it's his father, must be because we go Basa Rav, and Rav V'ilas Achar Abal, we assume that most B'ilas happen with Abal. So the fact that Maka Aviv is Chayim is a Raya that you go Basa Rav. That's the Gemara's Raya, that Hochen Achar Rav. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, maybe it's not a Raya, because Dilma, maybe the only time you kill Maka Aviv is when you know that his father and mother were locked up in jail. There were only them two in the cell. There's no one else around. And we know that he was born from that Bia. So therefore we know that there is no Shiloh of the mother being Mizana with anybody else. The only option was the Baal. And that's why we kill him, because we know for sure that Avivu. But Lailam, there's no Rai that you go Basa Rav. Rav maybe doesn't work. But the case of Maka Aviv is a case where there is no Suffolk that she could have been mezana with anybody else because she was chavushim beis asur. And the Gemara says, no, you can't say that because ena apotropos la arayas. There's never a guarantee with arayas, and it could be, even though they're locked up in jail, maybe there was a guard, maybe she was mezana with a guard, maybe the guard let someone else in from elsewhere. And at the end of the day, there's no way to know for sure that there wasn't a bia with somebody else. So at the end of the day, if we kill him for being maka aviv, it could only be because of the din of rav, because the rav be'ilos achar habal. That's how the Gemara proves the din of rav at that point. So the Achanim ask a very interesting kasha. They say, L'char, it's still not a raya. L'aylam, I can tell you, don't go basa rav. Maybe there's no such thing as rav in the Torah. Rav is not a valid bearer. How do we kill Maka Aviv when his father and mother were chavushim v'esa asurim? Why don't we worry that maybe the bia was done with somebody else, and she was mezana with a different man? Maybe it's not because of rav, maybe it's because of karev. Maybe karev is a good beer. Rav is not a beer, but karev is a beer, because we have a shaila, who is she mezana with? Was it her husband? Was it somebody me'alma from the guard who's further away? Well, the person who's most karev to her is her husband. He's with her in that cell in the jail. Everyone else is more rachak. So the beer of karev should tell you that she's mezana with, that she, the bia happened with her husband, not with somebody else. And maybe that's why we kill Maka Aviv. So Lailam, there is no such din of Rav. We don't have any Mak in the Torah for Rav. How do you kill Maka Aviv when the Chavushim Beis Asurim? Because of the din of Karev, not the din of Rav. So it's hard to kush l'dokta. What's the Raya that we go Basa Rav? Maybe the din of Maka Aviv is based on Karev, not based on Rav. That's the kasha that the Acharonim ask. And I was thinking that maybe it could be Miyashiv, this kasha al piya yasayid, a chiddush in the din of Karev. That perhaps the din of Karev, what Karev does, Karev is not a beer on all sfeikas in the Torah. Karev is mevar one thing. When you have a suffix on something, where it came from, where did this chayfetz, where did this thing come from? So Karev says it will be mevar that it came from the thing which is closer as opposed to the thing which is further. That's when you have a suffix on where something came from. But if you don't have a suffix on where something came from, you have a suffix on a pa'ula. Who did a pa'ula happen with? Suffix, so the din of Karev is not mevar pa'ula. So it's only mevar where things came from. It can't be mevar who the pu'ula happened to or with. So Lamashu, you have a shayla, you find a bird outside the cane, you have a question, did it come me'alma from around the world, did it come from inside the cane? So Karev will say it came from the, where did this bird come from? It came from the closest place, which is inside the cane. That's being mevar where this bird came from. But over here, when you have the shayla v'esa surim, there's no suffix in anyone where they came from. We know where the mother is, we know where the father is, we know where the shaymer is, we know where people Me'al Me'ar. We're not misupik on anyone where they came from. There's no person in front of us. We have a Shiloh. Did you come from here? Did you come from there? That's not the Suffolk. We know where everyone is. We have a Suffolk with whom did the Isha have the Pu'ula, the Bia with? Was it with her husband? Was it with the Shimer? Was it with somebody else? That's a Shiloh and a Pu'ula. Who it happened to? It's not a Shiloh and where something came from. That Karv can't do. Karv can't be Mevar with whom Pu'ulas happened to. It can only be Mevar where things came from. And therefore, the whole din of Karv perhaps would not apply to the din of Maka Aviv and Beis Asurim, and that could be why Karv is not an option, and therefore the Gemara Taka says that it's Mukhach from here that we go Basar Reif.